Say hello, Tracy.
Say hello, Wyatt.
Say hello to the Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. Why don't you try it?
Say hello to the Wyatt Haven of Bliss podcast.
We're in your ears, aren't we?
Or on your computer.
I don't really know if I'm in the left or the right ear.
I'm the right ear. No, but, wait, I'm the left ear.
But it depends on how it ends up. And as you've guessed, we have some new sound recording equipment.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So we sound like we're professional, even though we're not professional at all.
But we have big mics now.
So we have things that we can hold on to compensate for not being professional.
Righto.
So, thanks for listening.
Snakes on a plane.
We're going to talk about snakes on the plane. This is the Haven of Bliss podcast at havenofbliss.com.
www.havenofbliss.com.
Why don't you tell us what Snakes on a Plane is all about,
You
Tracy?
Need to see Snakes on a Plane.
Yes, you do.
It's about snakes on a plane. And that's it.
Starring Samuel L. Jackson. What was
and
his quote?
The snakes. He's like, I go up in the script and
it's called
Snakes on a Plane. And I knew I had to do it because it was just that. It was about snakes on a plane.
I have read an interview about him on MTV giving awards. And he says, this award is very special to me because I'm going to win it next year for Snakes on a Plane. It's going to be the best movie, and the only way that there'll be a better movie is if I make a movie called Mole Snakes on Mole Planes. Insert explicatives. Explicatives.
Samuel Jackson says it better. And if you would like to send a telephone call from Samuel Jackson to one of your loved ones, go to www.snakesonaplane.com, and you can send them a personalized message from Samuel Jackson telling them to see Snakes on a Plane.
Yes. Make sure you get the A. SnakesOnAPlane.com.
Yeah.
Because I got redirected a couple times. But anyways, it looks hilarious. And it's just so ridiculous that there's no critics reviewing the movie. So you know it's going to be a hit right there.
It's going to be so bad that it's good.
They re-recorded 5 minutes of the footage just to raise the rating from PG-13 to R.
Seriously?
So it's probably not so bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well.
Opening August 17th in a theater near you.
Yeah, go see it next week. And by the time this gets out, it may be time for you to go see it, so go
Probably.
For it. Yeah. So that's what we've been talking about all week, you know. You know what I heard is I heard this joke. It was funny online. And I'm still laughing about it, so I'm going to tell it to you. But you know what happened in London?
What?
There was this terrorist attack that was foiled.
Really?
You know what happened?
There were snakes on a plane.
There were snakes on a plane!
All right. We're going to get pulled over by the FDA. The FFA. FAA.
FAA is going to like throttle us because we're making fun of the Homeland Security Department. HSD.
I can no longer bring lipstick on a plane, so there might as well be snakes on the darn plane.
Well, we've been stressed out because Tracy used to travel a whole lot, didn't you?
Every week, twice a week.
Where did you travel?
I traveled here and there and everywhere.
She's been everywhere, man. She's been everywhere, man. That's Johnny Cash, if you didn't know.
Is that Johnny Cash song?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Heck yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah. So tell us where you traveled.
I have been to Seattle, Idaho, Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto.
Oh, yeah? You did this for work, though. I thought, isn't Seattle your...
Seattle is my home base.
Oh, yeah. I gotta turn this on. In case
Seattle is the home of the Seahawks. The home of the... Seattle, the home of Mark Driscoll. I like Seattle. The home of good coffee. The home of Mount Rainier. The home of Rainier cherries. The home of lavender, although 2.5 hours away. The home of St. Michelle Riesling. The home of...
So there you have it, folks. That's Seattle. I'm going to save her. Did you ever see Wayne's World?
I've seen Wayne's World and Wayne's World, the reunion.
I'm like Wayne and you're like Garth. Tracy, be thy name.
You do look like Wayne now that you talk about it. You just have to dye your hair brown. You got the stomach for Wayne.
Ouch. I just remember the scene when, like, Wayne gets pulled off and Garth is left there alone. And he's like,
actually, I don't look like Garth. Are you making fun of me?
Where's Wayne? I don't know what to do.
Are you making fun of me?
It may be that I am making fun of you.
I'm going to hit you over the head with this new microphone.
I'm going to be in trouble for a week.
This is a good weapon.
Yeah.
Death by microphone.
Yeah. So anyways, we were talking about O'Hare just because of all the new security restrictions because of plastic explosives. I mean, liquid explosives.
Liquid and Red Bull explosives.
I'm sure you've read all about it on the news. So anyways, what's this mean to our fellow travelers, including Stephanie, who's coming back from Okinawa?
It means people are going to have bad breath and stinky bodies on a plane.
And they're
going to
look ugly, too.
And they'll be ugly because they can't have makeup, lipstick, chap gloss. Whatever else
and
women need to make themselves
they're
look
They're
going to
be ornery and tired because they won't have Starbucks to wake them up.
Oh, no, you still get liquid from the serve to you.
I think you can... No, you can buy liquid after you go past the security gate, but you can't take it on the plane.
Probably. That would make
sense.
Can
you take snakes on the plane?
Snakes aren't liquid, so I'd think so.
I think you can carry on snakes on the plane. But, no, you can't carry them. I'm sorry. You can probably check them.
I think you can actually bring dogs on a plane. I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if you can take them in the overhead carrier. I think you have to put them in the cargo bay.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought you could check on some little tiny dogs.
I know you can, but wouldn't that be annoying if someone's dog barked the whole way?
That would be bad.
I'm not sure how that works.
I've never seen it, so it must not be illegal. Must not be
I know that you can take dogs and things on the plane.
So, yes.
Because people talk about it. I've flown Frontier Airlines. They're a budget carrier that is based out of Denver. And all their planes are named after animals. So, like, when you get off the plane, they're like, we want to thank Sally the goat for flying with us today.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought there was actually a goat underneath the plane, but really there was a big goat painted on the tail fin of the plane.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? So, you know, for $100 a one-way flight, you know, you get a goat to fly with you.
I'm thinking I need to use my frequent flyer miles now before we have to go naked on a plane.
Oh, really? Hey, if we're going naked, I wouldn't mind. Well, some people I wouldn't want to see.
But, they have to get some new seat protection.
Yeah, well, people are all excited at work today. Both of us work downtown. Well, Tracy kind of works downtown.
Looks like the details.
Yeah, she works at home now. But I work downtown near the Sears Tower, and there's a lot of traveling people at my office, and they had to take clear bags for their carry-ons.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's tight
it's
for a while.
It's the $20,000 question. What can you actually put in your carry-on package?
Yeah. Well, you know, for a little while, they had banned all the clippers and nail files
lighters
and things like that. But now it's, like, gone up to, like, severe double extra plus
No
alert.
Electronics on international flights now.
We're double extra secure probation.
You will not be able to listen to this podcast on your plane.
You will not
longer.
Be allowed because your iPod may trigger a liquid explosive.
That's right.
That you can carry on. They had an article on the news on how they were going to have this happen. They were going to have three people carry on the liquids that were, like, acceptable. And when they had got on the plane, they would, you know, combine all the liquids so that it would become something that's explosive. And then they would trigger
also
it with
the Bajinko plot.
The Bajinko plot? What's that?
Didn't you read all those articles? There was a plot in the Philippines that they called the Bajinko plot, where they had tried to do a similar thing as is going on now.
Oh, really? I did not
it's
know
some
that.
It's some word for mass explosion or something. I don't
oh,
remember.
Really? I don't know why they don't just blow up the airport. There's a lot more people there, but I think it's all the shock and awe, just to be cliche.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe. So, I wrote an interesting article on the Haven Bliss blog about war, and I've been considering whether it's right or wrong for a Christian ever to kill someone. So, we won't go into that in too much detail, but I wanted to plug my blog. Would you like to plug your blog?
Okay. www. I love podcasts. ilovepodcast.blogger.com.
I don't think there's a www. I think this is ilovepodcast.blogspot.com.
Okay, whatever. What's yours? Interesting blog about interesting podcasts and free deals that you might find on the internet.
There's actually some pretty good deals.
There are good deals. I've gotten numerous one or two comments about the good deals.
Well, Tracy's podcast has only been around for a couple of weeks.
That's true.
And she's already have three blogs. She has more comments than I've had in a year.
That's true. I have had more comments than you've had. Although Wyatt has left three of the comments or something.
You know, it's a lot of work to get people to listen to podcasts and listen to blogs. So I want to thank you for listening to the Haven of Bliss podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you, whoever you are.
Thank you.
So I want you to know that the customer is always thanked, which is a logo of some bank in Chicago. I know that I'm going to just sign up right away knowing that I'll always be thanked at that bank. Thank you for giving me your money.
Thanks. All right.
I thought we were going to talk
about... We're talking about Chicago-related things today.
Chicago, Chicago, that wonderful town. It's that town that Sunday couldn't shut down because today's Sunday, isn't it?
This is not a karaoke machine.
Oh, she jumped into the right side. What are you thinking? What is going on in Chicago as of yesterday?
There was a Korean festival in Chicago yesterday, but we did not attend it. It's all went on today, too, but we didn't go.
Korean food is, like, an interesting thing we get into. There's not a lot of Korean restaurants in Chicago, is there?
Yes, there are. We just
really? Where?
Don't go to them. They're on Lawrence Avenue.
Lawrence Avenue. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Off the red line?
No, not off. You have to take a bus. You have to drive or take a bus, so it's hard to get to.
Is it like a Korean town, or is it just like...
It's just a strip of Koreans.
Like one block?
Yeah, a bunch of Koreans gather there. They cook some food and you eat it.
Nothing to the scale of Devon or anything, right?
No, nothing like that, but...
Chicago is known for its segregation, which I and Tracy enjoy because we are very culturally compassionate. In other words, we like spicy food.
That's right.
So, Korean food is the spiciest of the spiciest because they add vinegar on top of the hot sauce and make it extra spicy.
But moving on, back to Chicago.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about this market you were talking about.
Oh, farmer's markets.
Yes, the farmer's market.
Farmer's markets go on throughout the summer into late October in Chicago, and you can pick up produce from
all kinds
local
of
Michiganites and Indianians and
farmer's market.
We enjoy the Division Market, which is a fairly large market on Division Street.
Every
Saturday morning. You can get anything from cheese to steak to tomato to lettuce.
To strudel.
And you can make a chili cheese steak sandwich. And get flowers,
bread, meats. There's a butcher or something that goes there, too.
Yeah, I've never gotten the meat from there because it's too expensive.
There's also, like, lately been some, like, fiddle, violin players.
Yeah, there's been some interesting high school students playing fiddle. We highly recommend the cheese log rolled in pistachio nuts from the cheese vendor. And also tomatoes, because homegrown tomatoes are far superior to store hypochondriac tomatoes. Whatever they are, hypogenic tomatoes. But they should be hypochondriac because they're sterile.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
We are hypochondriacs here. We are not hypochondriacs
because we don't wash our feet once we get off the L. We let them go just the way they are.
We wash our hands, though.
We do wash our hands.
I know.
Highly recommended.
Oh, well. But I like the farmer's market. It was a nice surprise. It was one of the things that sold me in
Chicago. I enjoyed it in October because you get pumpkins and squash. Sasquatch and...
You do. Things are seasonal. It doesn't go all year, right? It starts like the first week of June.
First week of June through end of October. And you get the very seasonal items.
Yeah.
At relatively fair value prices.
Oh, yeah.
And you help your local growers' economy by putting money into people instead of paying the ones who come from Argentina.
You know, it's not always local. It's mostly Michigan farmers,
well,
I think.
That's local to me.
Regional. But
it's not like California, which is not regional.
Like people have shipped them in from South America because we hate those darn foreigners, don't we? Just kidding. That's a big cultural battle. You know, I'm just talking about that because I got this flyer from Danny Davis. Mm-hmm. We might talk about that in a minute. it's up to Tracy. She pretty much calls the shots.
I'm getting hungry talking about all this food now.
There's some pretzels up there if you want to go get them.
Those pretzels are stale.
Oh, really? I might have some nuts and...
I read this podcast review. It's like they're praising this one podcast because... So do you guys actually have an agenda and you don't just ramble on like all these other podcasts who have no idea what they're talking about?
Just like thehavenofbliss.com, which is rambling.
I was like, oh, that is true. That's us.
We like to ramble.
But that's what keeps it interesting. We actually you don't know what's going to be said next. We did. We took 2 minutes out before we started and said, what are we going to talk about?
I think we decided we were going to talk about things about Chicago because we're in Chicago, which is this amazing city, which we think is the best in the world, don't we?
At this moment, yes.
At this moment, because we live here.
We live here.
Yes, God has placed us here for a very special reason. And that reason is to bring the podcast to you. It's God's will that you are listening to us right now. Just so you know that now. Send us all your money.
We don't have a PayPal link up yet, but we will soon once we get over 5 listeners.
Oh, wow.
We just crack ourselves up.
I know we do crack ourselves up, don't we?
Thanks. I know I'm learning the microphone stuff.
Yeah, we're dealing with the microphones today. We're learning on how to balancing things and stuff. I think it's kind of fun.
But they always tell singers, don't eat your microphone. You have to keep it at a distance like this. But if you put it right here, it's like, oh.
You want my microphone on your microphone?
Then you're like the teacher for minutes.
These microphones aren't those high quality Pro Tools that they wrap on like Eminem.
Okay.
They're kind of crappy.
Whoa. Would we sound professional if we had real microphones?
There are Pro Tools. It's this, it's a live processing tool.
Like a ghetto blaster?
Well, it actually like changes your voice so that it sounds good. Live processing.
I need one of those.
Well, all those fancy singers and stuff sing on them. So like if you ever sing off tune, it automatically takes your tone and readjusts it and sends it out over the microphone. So you always sound like you're
really at
perfect
anyone
pitch.
Can be a mega superstar.
Yeah. Well, how else do you think they create these, all these people? Like people like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears. They don't really know how to sing. And they're really just kind of, they look good when you put makeup on them and you put them on Pro Tools and people write their music. And really, who they are doesn't matter that much. I mean, you can tell that they're stupid because they marry people like K-Fed. He's a backup dancer. What are you thinking?
All right, we've had enough K-Fed lines on our
like
podcast.
He reminds me of one of my friends when I was in Jackson.
Oh, great.
But I won't, you know, make the association.
All right. And Chicago.
Chicago. So, Chicago. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you were like, I think that Division Market was one of the things that really sold me on here when I first came here. There was this movie called Wicker Park. Did you ever see that movie?
I have not seen it, but I know you own it, so maybe I will see it someday when I run. Oh, I want to see It's About a Boy. Can I have it right now?
Yes, you can have it. Anyways,
Let's
we're trying
right
to stick
now.
It
Let's
to
take
the.
It.
Well, you can go get it. It's probably on the other side. So I'm going to talk while Tracy looks for this movie because she's got one track in mind. Wicker Park is about, well, it's not really that great movie, but it's based in Chicago. And there's a lot of movies based in Chicago last year. I didn't really see any shot this year. But when I first came here, I saw this movie. And I was deciding whether I should live in San Francisco or to live downtown Chicago. Although they're very similar and San Francisco has a better climate. Chicago is, I think, is more beautiful, but it's hard to endure the weather.
Ooh, more beautiful than San Francisco?
The skyline and the city.
Oh, okay, the city, yeah.
But the area region is much, I think, much, well, I mean, I have to think, it is better. I think of Muir Woods and the Golden Gate Bridge and all that stuff, it's just, it's way more beautiful, but really it's harder to get a job because there's such a large financial center. In downtown Chicago, it's the second largest in the United States after New York, Wall Street. So, being a software engineer that I am, and Tracy the business analyst that she is, it's easy for us to get work.
It's not here.
Am I not allowed to tell what kind of work you do?
It's not here.
What's not here?
The movie.
Oh, it's not there.
No.
It might be at my parents' house, so when we go back to Michigan, where I have originated from...
Okay, fine.
I'd like to plug the University of Michigan at this moment and say that it's wonderful, best school in the whole wide world. But anyways, Wicker Park is one of the things that motivated me to come here, because I came here on an interview for a company called Accenture, which I didn't end up working for.
Let's not plug any companies.
We're not going to like favor any companies or work many down or anything like that, but I did not end up working for Accenture. But they were generous enough to ship me here for an interview. And I got to see the city, and I was enamored with Gold Coast. And Tracy's dancing. And the farmer's market was going on, and it was one of the things I just decided that I wanted to live here. And so, living in Chicago is very difficult because we're still figuring out what it cost to live here.
What does it cost to raise 2.5 kids in the city of Chicago?
More money than I make.
$5.5 million.
Where'd you read that?
I just made that up.
You made that up. A year. Right. Per year. Chicago is actually a great value compared to New York. It's almost the same living. I like the living actually here much better.
Me too.
I mean, that is personal preference. But it does cost half the price for a similar living. Chicago is a much more beautiful town. What do I always say when people ask me why I like Chicago better?
I have no idea.
Is it because that it's more manageable and there's less people?
No.
No, she took the bait. The reason why is because I think Chicago is much more...
beautiful.
Beautiful. Do you think it's more beautiful than New York?
I do.
I think it's more beautiful because you have the lakefront where people go jogging and running and there's beach cafes and things like that. And the beautiful modern skyscrapers. All the skyscrapers are newer because they all burned down and been built in the last 100 years. But New York has, like, some of those buildings are really old.
You can see the whole city from, you know, where you're standing.
Yeah.
You don't have to imagine where things are, like New York.
Where New York tends to be all generally the same, wherever you go, and it's dirty, and it's overwhelming. You can't, like, stretch your arms out without touching anyone. And Chicago is just like, wherever you are, you look up, and you see something beautiful, don't you?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's Chicago, that great town. So I live in a high-rise. Do you live in a high-rise?
I might live in a high-rise.
She might live in a high-rise. She might not, but we're not telling you where Tracy lives because you're going to stalk her and you're not going to stalk me. So I can tell you all about everything from who I am to what my social security number is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. Not
Thank
bad.
You.
0. How many digits are in social security number?
9.
3, 4, 3. 3, 2, 3. 3, 2, 4. So there's 9. You're right. Tracy's so smart. We've been playing Connect 4. It's like a game. And she kicks my butt every freaking time.
I beat you 10 times in Connect 4 yesterday.
It's embarrassing.
You think you could at least try.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So, I guess, like, the last thing we should talk about is this flyer that I received in the mail.
Okay.
By Senator...
Jim Davis, John Davis,
Danny K. Davis, your congressman reports, representative in Congress, 7th Congressional District in Illinois.
He is a representative in Congress.
All right. He is the key that unlocks the door to change.
That's not his slogan.
It says it right there in the paper.
He is the key.
He has a few issues I thought we might just kind of highlight. He seems to like Malcolm X quite a bit because he quotes Malcolm X several times.
And he went to Malcolm X College.
He's a black senator, African American. He did go to Malcolm X College. And he talks about Darfur and the war and minimum wage and whatnot. So we've talked, you can talk forever about the war in Iraq and the conflict between Israel and Lebanon and all those things, but and minimum wage. But one thing that I have read in this whole flyer that affects me is the postal issues.
What does he have to say about the postal issues?
You can read a little bit if you want.
He has been a part of a 4-member bipartisan leadership team in the House working on a major postal reform.
Yes.
Our bill has passed both the House and Senate and is ready for conference, and I am currently participating in pre-conference discussions. What does that tell you? Absolutely nothing.
There's another part here that I thought was kind of interesting about minimum wage. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. All right.
Okay.
As one who chopped cotton for 30 cents an hour with a college degree in my back pocket, no one needs to lobby me to support a raise in minimum wage. I know firsthand how degrading it is to work full-time for a whole week and not earn enough to cover the basic necessities of life. It is inconceivable that Congress would vote itself a raise and not be willing to help lift out of poverty individuals who work full-time jobs, who can't pay utility bills, buy Pampers, send their children to school, or take in a movie once a month. Do you think he actually picked cotton for 30 cents an hour?
I don't want to judge.
I don't really know, but it seems like that was like, you know, 300 years ago. When was that old 472 years ago?
Let's not judge. We don't know.
I don't want to judge, but it's just interesting. I'd like to see if he really did pick cotton for 30 cents an hour. I feel like I'm digging a hole here, so I'm not going to go there.
Stuff and we haven't done our research, so we
can't haven't done our research,
up,
so we have actually no idea.
But we're slavery times were about 200 years ago, 300 years ago.
So, I mean, it is possible that he had done that, but it's interesting just to read that.
Although, it is true, it's very hard to live on minimum wage. I can't imagine.
I would agree it's very difficult to work on minimum wage. And I've been very in favor of this big box tax. You know what the big box tax is?
Yes, I do. It is that if you are in city limits, you need to be paying your workers a fair value wage. If you are a big box like Walmart or Target.
Yeah. And what do you know what that wage is?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour if you work for Walmart, whatever. I'm not against that because they come in, they take over all the jobs and everything, and there's no other way for any company to compete, and then they only pay their workers minimum wage. All right. We're going to cut that one short.
That's
just because Tracy said so. But it's an interesting issue that's really hot. The other issue that is very popular right now that we want to talk about has to do with goose.
Geese?
I want a golden goose egg for Christmas.
Do you?
And it also has to do with ducks.
Okay.
And it also has to do with the livers in both of them.
Oh, foie gras that.
Foie gras. The French term for...
goose liver.
Goose liver. Who eats goose liver?
I eat goose liver.
I've never had goose liver before.
It's quite not that tasty, but you just want to think it's good because it's foie gras.
Foie gras. It's fun to say. So say it with us. Foie gras.
Foie gras.
Foie gras.
It's very buttery. Melts on your mouth like a bloody goose liver.
It's spelled F-O-I-S, and then the second word is G-R-A-S.
Correct. It's a French delicacy that is very popular in gourmet cooking and also featured on Iron Chef quite frequently as a delicate item.
Tracy loves Iron Chef as well as this other show.
Rachel Ray.
No? Rachel Ray and that's to do with fashion.
Oh, Project Runway.
Have you seen?
Right. But I don't watch. That's the only TV I watch is those. Because I stopped watching TV until I couldn't take it anymore and I needed my Project Runway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Governor Davis, thank you for sending this flyer. You're my congressman.
We didn't say, we did not say, though. Foie gras is now banned in Chicago, so eat up, my folks, eat up.
You know, he did ask me, what is my five top issues for Chicago?
I think we should send that to him.
We should. I started to write a blog about it, but it was kind of like, you know,
craziness.
Making sense, rambles, and you know how unfocused I can tend to be.
Right.
What are some of your issues for Chicago? Can you think of any?
Postal issues, public definitely. Transportation.
Yeah, I would agree that...
Although mine is fine, but I'm sure for some people it's a pain, but...
I have a monthly pass, which is still a pain.
It just keeps going up. They have no end to this increasing public
It's badly managed, and I feel like with the money they get, they could really have a much better system.
Right. But, where are my tax dollars going, I ask you?
Yeah. So,
what else about Chicago would you like to be
changed?
I think
there's a lot more homeless people here than there is in New York per capita.
I honestly have no idea.
I don't remember seeing that many.
But you probably weren't in the areas where they are.
Yeah, that's true. They might get pushed out. But it seems like Chicago could do something about like reintegrating them into society. And those people that are unable to like have a place in society, they should... you know, provide shelter or something for them so that they don't have to stay in the street. Although many people do, but, like, it seems to be, like, if there's a lot of people on the street, then a lot more people will be encouraged to do the same lifestyle.
I think they should reintroduce sharks to, like, Michigan.
Yeah. That's one of our top issues. Are there freshwater sharks?
There are freshwater sharks, actually. They're quite dangerous, and they lurk in the swamps of Mississippi and where, and possibly snakes to about, the river, but...
What about freshwater spiders?
I think we already have those.
Water spiders. There are water bugs that walk on the water. I remember those. Anyways, we're winding down, just so you, if you wondered, to the very end. So our top issues so far have been, as we have said. And we'll send those off to General Davis, President Davis, Senator Davis.
Representative Davis.
Congressman Danny K. Davis. Former cotton picker.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how I can talk about that without sounding racist.
You can't.
I'm just going to put it out there. He wrote it. I'm quoting it. That's the bottom line.
Thanks.
No problem. Send your flame mail to havenofbliss.com. Tell me how I'm a bigot. And I'll try to write back and apologize for how idiotic I am. I just slapped Tracy's leg, which is sunburned. She's very angry at me. So you've heard it. You've learned about the farmer's market. You've learned about snakes on a plane. You learned about General Davis. And you haven't really learned anything at the same time. This is Wyatt.
And Wyatt's girlfriend.
Mrs. Wyatt Galenhouse's girlfriend. Her name is...
Doobie-doo.
Blue moon. You saw me sitting next to... What's your name?
Cut this podcast.
She won't tell me her name so we can cut the podcast. But I'm Wyatt and you are... I'm standing alone waiting for her to tell me her name.
I am the former Mrs. Chicago.
Mrs. Chicago, what is your first name? She won't tell me
Annabelle.
Her first name. Annabelle's a cow, that's not your name. Tell me your name.
Maxwell Houts.
Could have been my name, but it was White House. Like White House.
Xavier, Zoe.
Xavier is not my name.
Johan with a Y.
Johan is not my name, nor is Zoe.
XYZ.
W stands for Wyatt, but what is your name?
T.
Why are you afraid to tell your name?
Tracy!
Going!
Cut that, please. Cut it.
Going gone. Why don't you pronounce the end of this podcast so these people can get on with their life?
Thank you for listening to Wyatt's
Thank you.
Haven of Bliss podcast, www.havenofbliss.com.
Yes. The end.
You are not putting that on there. If you do, I will burn you.
Woohoo! Thank you for listening. See you next time! Party bar! I never knew my father. You are my squishy, and squishy shall be mine. I shall call you squishy.
Bubbles. Hi, Flo.
Is your name Flo? Okay. All right. See you later.
That's totally not the end.
It'd be the same.
I'll be the same.